This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, turn the radio on. It's Saturday, and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom.
It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Andy Fry Show.
Basically saying there are fine people on both sides of what happened on October 7th. She has praised some of the protesters who have called Israel's response genocide. It's like saying there are fine people on the side of 9/11. No, there aren't. There are terrorists. And there are democracies, and she has to give the same message in Michigan as she does in Pennsylvania. And she risks losing everybody on the ground that she's a hypocrite.
So Alan Dershowitz talking about Kamala Harris's stance on the October 7th attacks that ravaged Israel, and we're still beyond a year past that, and we've heard the ads that are being run in Michigan are talking about, you know, ceasefires in Gaza, and then the ads that are being run from the Kamala Harris campaign in Pennsylvania are saying, you know, Israel has the right to exist and terrible terrorist attack. Which is it? So the vote that's taking place today will have massive consequences globally based on how these conflicts have materialized. And of course, the United States has a role in it. And the question is, which direction will it go? Let's talk to our friend Jim Carafano. Wonderful to have him here on Election Day. Senior Counselor to the President and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation. Jim, you're a policy guy. We love that about you. Today is Election Day. I'm just wondering, how stark are the comparisons between America's choice between one candidate and the other today? Like, what's at stake on the global stage based on who America chooses?
Well, let's just talk about the issue that you raised. And I'm sorry, I have to keep saying this all over again, but not a Republican, not a Democrat, don't have a dog in this fight. Harris, it's the problem is not playing politics with the issue of Israel and saying things to kind of please both sides. The problem is her heart is really with the Islamists, the people that she's brought into government, that Biden brought into government, that they're working, and they're inviting, that are advising them. They're not on the side of Israel, and Israel will truly be alone under their presidency. That's just a fact.
I got to think that the prospect of what Israel is going to do, it seems like in these last months that Israel has chosen to do what Israel is going to do, that the American influence on those decisions, just from the outside looking in, completely novice perspective on my own, has American influence in that region waned in the last year or more due to the administration currently involved?
You know, absolutely. And I think you're right. Israel feels like it's alone, and it's it's acting in its own self-interest. But here's what I would say on this thing. For people to say, well, I don't care about Israel, I don't care about the Middle East. It's a lot bigger than that, what we're seeing here, because if you look at the global, not just the war in the Middle East, but the global intifada that was mobilized to undermine support for Israel and build support for the terrorists and the rapists, it's mind-boggling how much money, power, and influence went into that. And today it's turned on Israel and on Jews. We see expressions of Jew hate in the United States that look like something you would see in Nazi Germany in the 1930s. And today it's Israel and the Jews. Tomorrow can be whatever. And so this has massive implications for the United States and our future foreign policy far beyond that. You know, remember, like, how often we heard about dark money and big money and money in politics from the left in campaign? Zero this year. Zero, right? Because $1 billion showed up in her campaign war chest, and all of a sudden they don't care about big money anymore. And the reality is money has bought a global intifada, and it won't stop there.
I mean, you work in policy, and I got to think to myself, like, one of the suggested policies out there is to support a ceasefire. What right. is a ceasefire? Like, the suggestions that are being made in a campaign season, it's hard to take really anything seriously as far as, like, actual actionable policy. So I'm not going to ask you specifically about the ceasefire, but how do you achieve peace in that region of the world that has biblically had conflict since the beginning of time?
We go back really to a formula that was proven that was working, which is, one is you have to put Iran back in a very small box, because Iran is the root of all evil. The second is you have to have support, which is with Israel, which is the only dependable ally the United States has in the Middle East, and you have to show support for your allies. And the third thing is you have to get back to the normalization between Arabs and Israelis, because that is the future, long-term future of stability in the region. Those are the three things that you have to do. And we were doing those, and the proof of how smart and good and effective they were is that as soon as we stopped, everything went to hell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Jim Carafano with us right now with the Heritage Foundation. You have been saying, I guess it's almost 4 years to the date, about the number one issue that was going to play a massive role in the next election. And you said this right after Joe Biden got elected. You said there were going to be millions of people coming here illegally, that they'd be welcomed into the country, and that that would be a major problem for, you know, Republican voters, Democrat voters, independent voters, non-voters who become voters. You have been on this from day one. And I'm wondering, from the moment that you made that comment here on this show to today, Election Day in 2024, how bad has the pop problem grown in that amount of time?
Yeah. You know, I can never think of another situation where I hope that I could not have been more wrong. Like, I would have been the happiest guy in the world to say everything I told you the day after the election in 2020 about how this is all going to go to hell on the border of immigration. I really hoped I was going to be wrong. And, sometimes I'm just shocked. You know, I would throw numbers out like 10 million illegal immigrants let in by the end of the Biden administration. And like, should I really say that? I mean, I know that's what I believe, but will people just think I'm like a crazy man, like Mars is going to invade or something? I don't know how we go back from this. Here's the problem. There's, even if the Democrats win this election, their policies are simply unsustainable. Whether it's Iran in the Middle East or green transition that's never going to work or border immigration that's destroying this country. And when you have an untested, indecisive leader and policies that are completely unworkable, and yet they are literally items of faith of the base of your party, how do you govern? How do you rule? How do you take the country forward? I don't see how that ends well.
Speaking with Jim Carafano right now, I mean, you had the foresight to see what was going to happen, and then it happened. Do you feel like the administration, the Biden-Harris administration, had the same foresight, surrounded with the same wisdom and experts to have that foresight? Did they know what was going to happen when they undid 94 executive orders of Donald Trump's?
I don't know. I marvel. I don't understand how they ever thought this was going to work for them. I assume that at some point they just thought, and I still think this is their Hail Mary pass, that this will just force a mass amnesty and that'll wipe the slate clean and that'll solve the problem. But the problem, as you know, is mass amnesties only encourage more mass amnesties. So it's not going to end. So they have created an insolvable problem that only works if essentially at the end you want to create a global right to migrate and you turn responsibility for everything over to a world government that's going to manage all this and they'll manage it horribly. And look, I just don't see how they work their way out of this when they've even lost their own base on this. I honestly, I don't understand why this issue hasn't actually destroyed them completely out of the box politically, because it's hurt everybody. It's hurt Democrats, Republicans, big cities, small cities, everyday Americans, big corporate. I mean, crime, it's hurt all of us. And it's literally the unsustainable program. And it is going to be the frustrating thing is here is for Trump, even if he doesn't control both houses of Congress, it's an easily solvable problem. For the other guys, I think it's virtually impossible for them to address it in any kind of way that's going to resolve it. And for Harris basically to come out on the campaign trail and say, oh, we'll deport people. None of these things are credible. It's the thing. It's like, you know, the joke about the dog chasing a car or like, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
So Democrats have now implemented exactly the policy that they've always wanted to implement, and they have no idea how to live with the consequences of it.
Jim Carafano, one last question before we let you go here. We'll have results hopefully sooner than later. Hopefully this doesn't get drawn out forever and ever to find out who the next president is going to be. But I'm wondering if you are of the opinion that there are people on the world stage that are waiting to see what happens next, because their next move comes post the voters' decision in the United States of America.
Yeah, I'll make a prediction on this. Because I just thought, I've been only watching this thing for 50 years, and this is how the world works. Harris is an untested leader. And not only is she untested, I think their initial inclination is she'll actually be quite indecisive and weak. She's going to be surrounded by a new team, which is actually going to be probably weaker than even the team she has now. So the first thing people will do is test her, both her friends and her enemies. On the other hand, I think Trump, as people say he's unpredictable, which I really don't agree with, but he is a known quantity. People know that if people come after us, Trump will come after them. So actually, I think the first thing that will happen on Trump is our enemies will take pause, would be my guess.
Well, that's a That's a good place to be. Jim Carafano, can't wait to talk to you next week. We will have something to talk about different than what we've been talking about for quite some time. And we are so grateful for your expertise on this show, the time that you always give to us. Very, very thankful for
it. All right. Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Jim Carafano, senior counselor to the president and E.W. Richardson Fellow for International Engagement at the Heritage Foundation on X at JJ Carafano. All right, let's take a quick break. The stakes are high. Of course, we know that. The world stage, certainly maybe the highest of stakes. Election day is today. Have you voted yet? We want to know what your experience at the polls was. If you go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, leave a comment and tell us what you think about your experience voting. Maybe a lot of you have voted early as well. The YouTube live chat poll today is, how are you feeling? Confident, scared, anxious, or hopeful? Dunbar says on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, excited and optimistic. Gary says, anxious but hopeful here. Just like any great competition, any great Game 7, all of it comes down to this. And we've got you covered here on 97.1 FM Talk. You know that we're going to have coverage tonight with the Mark Reardon show, heading up everything you need to know locally. Fox News national coverage involved as well. And the Annie Fry show will be doing a YouTube party, watch party at my house. So you want to join us there as well. Go vote in the YouTube poll. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.